Come out of the world, oh my people. Seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Everybody, this is part two to a message I was given yesterday on this radio program. And it's for men, but I guess women could listen also. And it's an important message about finding the right spouse and what do you do if you're in an unequally yoked relationship according to Scripture, and how the enemy uses immodest women to trap men. And this is based on, you know, it started with Eve in the Garden of Eden and continues. So please go and listen to yesterday's message. And if you want to hear it and you missed it, you can go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and it's posted there as well. And I thank you for listening to this and considering this. And if you have a son, a young son, or if you're married and divorced, or you're looking for a spouse or a partner, this is important information that is really not being taught anywhere else. And it's really important to understand spiritual warfare, when the enemy traps men through men's weaknesses and just finding the right situation and just how to handle the right situation and pick or be around at least the right woman to consider getting in a deeper relationship with. So this is part two, and it's information that was I did at a recent conference that was for men, or young men, old men, any men. But you know, I think women can glean some from this as well. And we need to understand spiritual warfare is real. And I'm just trying to let people to know the reality of this. When you become a believer in Yeshua, everything's not wonderful. The spiritual attacks are going to get stronger, but we're going to get stronger as well. And we will be victorious if we find the right way to follow. So now here is part two to this. And again, you could either hear part one at the radio station or you contact me. And if you have any comments or questions, please feel free to contact me. I'll give my contact information out at the beginning and at the end. And I invite you all to contact me to discuss these further. Here you go. And it might not be on purpose. She just might be part of the culture and the society, and she just might have been sucked into it, and that's the way she was brought up. But it is not your job, men, to be missionary dating and changing people and so on. That's not your job. Your job is to lead, but that's to lead your wife and your family, not to lead these strange women of the world to come to know Yahweh. Let Yahweh change their heart and prepare that woman for you. Be wise in your thinking. Don't give these type of women the upper hand. You're just asking for danger and asking for trouble. You want to have protection around your marriage and around your home. You don't want the enemy to get in. And when you're inviting a woman like this who's controlled by the enemy, you're inviting the enemy in the house also. So be wise in your decision making. And modesty is the first gate to understand that. There are other signs and other things that you must become aware of and you must understand as you're seeking the right person that Yahweh wants you to be with. For example, we look at the idea of headship and hierarchy and respect for elders and so on. So look at the relationship between this potential partner that you might be attracted to with her father. If she's not willing to honor her father, what makes you think she'll honor you? Definitely something that needs to be considered when you're looking for the right person. And I would suggest or submit that every relationship, or not every, but a majority of the relationships that fail from a scriptural standpoint, somewhere there's a break or an issue with the daughter-father relationship, and that has somehow spilled over into, or that's a warning sign, pretty much. It's a warning sign. There are other signs as well.
you know, and I'm all believing in repentance and changing and everything else. You know, I'm all believing in that. But you got to think about not only the way the woman's dressing, but what she's doing to her body. I'm all believing have tattoos. Does she have a lot of piercings and all this stuff? Maybe she's repented. Well, tattoos can be removed. Earrings can be taken out and all this stuff. But what is this woman made of? And why has she done these things? You know, and I know a woman could be in the darkest place in this world and come out of that just like men and be beautiful children of Yahweh. But these are all warning signs that men should not avoid when you're looking to get into a relationship. Modesty is not only an issue of dress, it's an issue of the heart. Modesty consists of also in the way we act. The way, when it comes to a woman, is the way a woman honors her parents. It's the way a woman honors her own body and treats herself and thinks about herself. So there's many different levels of modesty other than just the appearance. So men, if you are seeking to get married, you must consider these things. This is why head covering is such a great distinguishment of a woman who's truly covered by Yahweh, looking to be covered by her man. And again, don't be deceived, because there might be some modest woman out there that I haven't figured this out, but for the most part, if a woman is dressed modestly and she's not letting her hair or her sexiness flowing all over the place, and she's you're looking at these other warning signs, you're going to be in a much closer place to putting yourself in a situation that's healthy. Now, there are situations and times where we don't have these warning signs, and when we're young and dumb, we don't know these different things, and we're not taught these different things in the world today, which is a very sad thing, because for me, I had to go through the mistakes of everything I'm talking about and be a victim of everything I'm talking about because of my own lack of understanding of these things. And after getting divorced and after making many mistakes that I'm trying to save you from here, I was blessed to find a woman of Yahweh who has the desires of Yahweh and not the selfishness of the world. But I don't want you to have to go through what I went through to get there. I want you to understand how to make that decision right the first time. Now, there are many people out there, and this is a problem that I see. There are many men out there that have made the choice incorrectly, have been deceived through immodesty and the eye gate, and have ended up in a relationship with a woman that is controlled by the enemy. And now they're married or something, and for whatever reason, the true colors are revealed, and that woman might desire to go and take the children through the court system today and go find a different alpha male or a beta male or something else, or whatever the case may be. Point being is, you're alone, you're separated, you're divorced, and what do? Don't make the same mistake. Don't make the same mistake and find the same type of woman. And apparently, men seem to keep running back to the same vomit and making the same mistakes and finding the same type of woman. Don't make the same mistake. But it's extremely important. Now, the question might come to some of you that are listening right now. What if you're not divorced, but you're married to a woman that's being controlled by the enemy? How do you handle that? And I find that to be one of the most dangerous, sad situations a man could actually put himself in. And I say put himself in because he's made this choice to put himself in there. Does that mean he has to stay there? You know, does that mean that, you know, it's okay to get divorced? Because people's, you know, one of my scariest things when I ended up getting divorced was, I don't want, you know, me being a speaker, I don't want other people to think that, well, he got a divorce, so it must be okay. It's not okay. Yahweh doesn't like divorce. Yahweh, what he put together should not be put apart. But then we got to think what Yahweh put together. Yahweh didn't put you together with, you know, a woman being controlled by the enemy. You chose that against Yahweh's will. So keep that in mind. But is there excuse for divorce? Well, in scripture, we see the idea of of the oath that's made to Yahweh and keeping your word and trusting him. And when an oath was made, it could not be overturned. And if you made that decision before Yahweh to be the caretaker and the leader of this woman, you know, some people might say, well, that was conditional. If she did this, and if she followed me, and if she did this, this, and this. I'm not one for the conditional marriage status. Because I'm one for a conditional status to Yahweh. Because the conditional status of the marriage is another story. Because we need to not say, well, if this woman acts this way, I'm going to act this way. Or it'd be easy to love this woman if she submitted to me. Or when a woman says, well, I could submit to him if he does this and if he does that. And I'm here to say, regardless of how she acts, regardless of how you act, we need to honor the commitment we made to Yahweh and be men and women of Yahweh, regardless of how the other person is acting. And there's no excuse for acting out of your place of where you should be. So men, if the woman you're with is not being submissive to you, take it to Yahweh, because he's the one you have the oath with. He's the one you made that vow to. Take it to Yahweh and let him take care of that situation the way he sees fit. And that might be where he'll change her heart, or something might happen there. It might be that she'll go astray or something, and it might end up in divorce, it might not. But that's not your decision. That's his decision. That's between you and him. The point is, if you find the right woman, you don't have to change her or try to change her, because she'll be right for you and right for the situation. A woman of Yahweh that's not being controlled by the enemy. But if you find a wrong woman, you're just asking for trouble. Remember the signs that you're ignoring. The sign, the big sign, when everyone's looking at the sign that says, I'm available, take me. You see the sign that says, I'm danger, run from me. Stop ignoring the signs. The same thing, women. If the man's not leading the right way, or the man's not treating you the right way, take it to Yahweh. You know, we pray to Yahweh to get sick from diseases. We pray to Yahweh for all these different prayers. Well, why don't we think Yahweh can change the heart of a person and the situation of a person? Hallelujah. And he can, and he will. But we must understand this. So I see many men getting themselves in the situation where they come out of a relationship and they're just, and not just men coming out of a relationship, but even men that are looking for women today, and they're just engulfed with the beauty or the sexiness of a woman, and they don't read the sign, the danger sign, in big red letters, the danger sign, keep away. And recently I was with a bunch of men and women on a panel, and one of the women that got on the panel was a young woman who was dressed immodestly, and to a degree maybe even acting immodestly. And danger signs written all over this situation. And I was just one click away to getting this woman out of there. You know, but as I observed this and observed the so-called men of Yahweh just losing their minds and just starting to give attention to these immodest situation and immodest women like this, and start saying things like, oh, if I had a woman like this, I'd be so blessed. Or if I had a woman like this, no. That's the enemy. That's the enemy. And he's using the visual appearance of that woman to make you say this crazy stuff about these women you don't even know. And yes, I know it's a natural desire for a man to procreate, not just with a woman, but an attractive woman. But the real question is, what is attractiveness? And doesn't the scripture say the true beauty of a woman comes out by her inner character? So a woman should be attractive, but that should be her true beauty. Not her worldly whoring and a sexiness that'll say a woman can walk down, a man walking down the street and he sees a woman with her sly glances could make a man just go to death like the ox going to the slaughter. Oh, you know, my husband's out of town, you know, let's go up to my house and he's going to be away for a long time and let's sleep together and make love all night and all this stuff. And men will go. Men will go. Because they have that Solomon spirit of just looking at the outer appearance and not understanding the true beauty that Yahweh says that comes from the inside. That comes from the inside. This is the most common trick and of the devil out there today, and has brought so many people and so many families to destruction. And I'm warning you not to let that happen. Not to let that happen. And warning, telling you, if you are considering or even in a relationship with a woman that has these warning signs and these red flags, don't try to fix it. Run. Run and run. Now, if you're in a marriage, it's a different story. If you're in a marriage, you have to make and stick to your commitment you made to Yahweh, but you need to be running to that prayer room and you need to be praying without ceasing to the highest degree. And watch what Yahweh would do and make that situation right one way or the other. And I only say this because I know many of you out there have contacted me and expressed your situations that you're going through and what's happening in your lives. Now, I know there's a lot of women that have issues as well, thinking they found alpha man, and they realize they haven't found an alpha man or a man of Yahweh, and that's another teaching, another time, and another situation. But I'm trying to warn you men out there here of making these wise decisions. And you need to protect your eyes, and you need to have a heart for modesty, and you need to understand modesty, even though it comes from the inner beauty, or it's not just an out of thing, but still, the just like the devil with that apple and the appearance of that fruit, whether it was an apple or a fig or whatever it was, it's the same thing how he presents to us the deception of a woman with her fake up and mimicking the woman of heat and all this stuff I'm telling you about. You need to make the right choice. And you need to understand the importance of this. You won't hear people say this and admit this, but it's our fault, our mistake, and our Solomon spirit that's going to just be like, you know, I use that word Solomon spirit. It's really not a spirit of Solomon. It's more of the spirit of the enemy. Because you got the Rahadah Kodesh and you got the spirit of the enemy. But Solomon was engulfed by the spirit of the enemy, where he was just looking for just as many women to sleep with without the desire that Yahweh had to so-called to be fruitful and multiply and to sleep with all these women of the world. That's of the enemy. That's not of Yahweh. That's not of Yahweh. Yahweh has put us in a situation, and when we're following the Ruach HaKodesh, we'll be led to the right woman, one woman, and we'll be able to be fruitful and multiply with them if that is so Yahweh's desire. Now, in no way am I trying to discourage or make somebody feel bad as if they're in a relationship and they have not yet have any offspring. Matter of fact, in reading, you know, Genesis, we look at the situation and the trials of Abraham, and we see Isaac, who prayed for Rebekah because they were married 20 years without any children. And then Abraham and Sarah married even longer without any children. And these were some of the greatest people of Yahweh. So just because you don't or have not been able to conceive a child does not mean you are not blessed and favored by Yahweh. And in no way am I trying to say that. I'm talking about the desire, your goal. You know, Abraham and Isaac were not happy that they were not able to have children. They were content. They loved Yahweh. But they still had that desire, the offspring. And the culture today is making us feel good about not having children. And that's an issue. But if it's so be, Yahweh puts in a situation where we don't have children, you know, we accept it like they did. We definitely don't do what Abraham did and go out of the marriage and try to seek it a different way. That's just asking for trouble. You know, we have to stick to what the scriptures teach us about about Yahweh and being led by the Hadash Kodesh, and we should feel good, you know, about it, even if you're not able to have a child. But it's that desire that's lost today and gone today. But it's also that same desire that's for children that gets us in trouble because of the deception of the woman and the alpha and male thing, as I'm talking about here. So we have to be able to understand this and praise Yah that will, especially the young men out there today that are just so deceived. And then, like I see in this situation, you know, the young men as well. The older men as well. I mean, if you have you go to church today, you see all the men flocking over and falling over the woman that's half naked, wearing a miniskirt, walking in there. Well, the women that are modest and head covered are sitting there, and they're like, oh, you know, they're thinking, well, if that's going to get their attention, well, I'll just go dress like that. If that's what's going to catch these men or get these men, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to stoop down to that level. But a true woman of Yahweh won't do that. A true woman of Yahweh will wait for a true man of Yahweh, or at least a man that's truly be led by Yahweh's spirit, because those men that are flocking over the women that are immodest are not being led by Yahweh's spirit. And I'll say it again. Any man that misses the sign that says, danger, keep away from me, you are not following Yahweh's spirit. You're following a different spirit, a spirit of the enemy. It's not a good thing. It's a wicked thing. Very wicked thing. And this is a tremendous, tremendous spiritual warfare that's going on out there today. A tremendous spiritual warfare. And I wish somebody would have told me this when I was younger and shown me this when I was younger. And sadly, I had to go outside the community of believers and Bible teachers and so on to realize these things about immodesty and makeup and money and relationships and all these different things, to really realize how the enemy is using men and women to go against his desires and his will versus their selfish desires and so on. And yes, understand this, men, it is better to be alone than to be with the wrong woman. Please understand that. It is better to be alone than to be with the wrong woman, or to be with a woman that's led by the enemy and not of Yahweh. And be patient on Yahweh. You know, and it's just like I said, if you're in a relationship and you're not able to conceive, not to, you know, this isn't to discourage you or to make you feel down. Yahweh has great things for those people. Maybe they're being in ministry all around the world and Yahweh's using them in different ways. I say that too to the single person that's not able to find a mate, that's not able to find a spouse. The same exact thing. Don't be discouraged. Don't be down. Yahweh has his time and his plan, and he could have the greatest plans for you out there today. And the world today is trying to force people into quick marriages and everything else, but they don't want them to conceive, and it's just a confusing, backwards thing where Yahweh says, be patient. Wait for the right person. Don't rush it. But when the right person comes along, enjoy it and understand the greatness that Yahweh says, well, two can do more than one, but one can do more than two also in certain areas. Just trust Yahweh in every different area, in every area we're talking about. As his word says, to be fruitful and multiply. To understand the hardship of the desire of man and creation and Adam, and then we look at the deception with Eve, and then we look at the idea of the enemy getting in there. We look at the desire of Abraham and Isaac, and how they had to wait for this. And then we can go all through the scriptures and look at all the scriptures with Jacob and a situation he had. Very fruitful, multiply. But he had this issue because he had too much of a good thing, so to say. But it was Yahweh's plan and establishment. And we go through all the scriptures. And then we go to, like we said, we look at Samson and his relationship and how Samson had the desires of this world or the spirit of the enemy, like the Solomon spirit, so to say. And we look at King Solomon himself. And then we look at David, and we look at the kings and the harems they had. But the ideas behind it was often to have more children and to make a new king and so on. And we go all through it. And then we look at all the situations out there, and we look at in the book where I forget the prophet's name now, had the wife who was a prostitute, and he was told not to go anywhere and to stay there and to stick it out and so on. And we go all through it, all through the scriptures. The scriptures, the Bible, are a book of relationships. And we must handle this with the greatest care, because we understand from the beginning of time, from creation, Yahweh had a plan for us. And he still has a plan for us. And we go all the way through the end times, he has a plan for us. To know the plans I have for you there for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May something I said here be helped you and opened up your understanding about things. You can contact me through my website anytime for questions, TorahLifeMinistries.org, TorahLifeMinistries.org. We do live prayer every morning if you need prayer or guidance on our website, on our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. We're there every morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, except Sabbath. We do it a little bit later. Every Friday night, we have live fellowship from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time on our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. And we need to think about these issues more. And I pray that we get a better understanding of this. I've seen many situations when it comes to relationships. As a young man and choosing the wrong relationships, as being married and being in a situation where it wasn't of Yahweh, and as being a single person of an older age, and now as being remarried with a woman of Yahweh, and finally getting this area right in my life. And, you know, I'm here to help you through my trials and errors, and hopefully you will learn these different things. So please contact me with questions.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to part two of this two-part lecture here. And part one, you can just go and listen to yesterday's program in a radio station, or contact me at my website. The information will be at the end. Until then, everybody, please stay strong. And if you have a son or you know, a man who's just keeps looking in the wrong places, or please share this message with as many people as possible, so the reality of what's really going on gets out there in this world today. And thank you. And until then, everybody, we have live prayer every morning at 6 a.m. on my website, YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. And we have live fellowship every Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for 2 hours to midnight. It's live fellowship. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
The man of war, the Lord of hosts, are you. Thy right hand, O God, is glorious in power. For you have dashed the enemy in pieces, triumph gloriously over death. You reign in majesty. Who is like unto thee, O God? Amongst the gods, who is like unto thee? Glorious.